Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness. For kids. Seriously? But hear me out. We throw around emotional intelligence like it's some magic potion, right? And while there are no shortcuts to becoming emotionally savvy, teaching our little humans the power of mindfulness from a young age can be a game changer. Think about it, in a world that's constantly demanding their attention, how do we equip them with the tools to navigate their emotions and build resilience? That's exactly what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and maybe even make you want to try some mindfulness exercises yourself. Get ready, because this is going to be good. First things first, understanding our own emotions is the foundation of helping kids develop theirs. It's like being a detective, you gotta learn to recognize the clues. Think about it. When you feel stressed, what are your body signals? Do you get tense? Your heart races? Maybe you even clench your jaw? When we model this self-awareness for our kids, they start to understand that their feelings are valid and that there are healthy ways to express them. Next up, it's all about teaching them how to listen to their bodies. We're not just talking about ear training here, I mean truly tuning into those physical sensations, the butterflies in their stomach before a test, the tightness in their chest when they're feeling anxious. Ever feel like your thoughts are racing a mile a minute? It often starts with that physical tension, right? By helping kids recognize these bodily cues, we empower them to understand what triggers certain emotions and develop coping mechanisms. Remember, it's not about suppressing feelings, it's about learning to manage them effectively. Now, let's talk about breathwork, the ultimate stress reliever. It sounds simple, but teaching kids to take deep breaths can work wonders. Think of it like this. When they feel overwhelmed, imagine their breath is like a reset button. Inhale, exhale, a mini vacation for the mind and body. There are tons of fun ways to incorporate breathwork into playtime. Try blowing bubbles or pretending you're blowing up a balloon with your breath. Now, on to gratitude, one of life's simplest yet most powerful practices. It's about shifting our focus from what we lack to what we already have. Have you ever noticed how much more joyful kids are when they're playing outside or spending time with loved ones? That's the power of gratitude in action. Encourage your little ones to express their appreciation for everyday things, a warm hug, a delicious meal, even a sunny day. Trust me, it goes a long way. Lastly, and this one is golden, let's talk about empathy, putting ourselves in someone else's shoes. Teach kids to consider how their actions might make others feel. Help them understand that everyone experiences emotions differently, and that's okay. A simple "how do you think they felt" can spark powerful conversations and foster compassion. Ever felt like your kid was having a meltdown over something seemingly insignificant? It's easy to get frustrated, but remember, their emotional world is often much bigger than ours. Think about the last time you were feeling overwhelmed. Maybe it was a stressful deadline or a fight with a friend. Your emotions might have been all over the place, and you probably didn't always handle them gracefully. Well, that's exactly what our kids are going through. They're learning to navigate this complex emotional landscape, and they need our guidance and support. By teaching them mindfulness practices like deep breathing, body awareness, and gratitude, we can help them develop the emotional intelligence they need to thrive. Alright, let's recap. Today's episode was all about developing emotional intelligence in children through mindfulness. Remember, it's not about forcing kids to sit cross-legged and meditate, although that can be helpful too. It's about incorporating these practices into everyday life, from taking mindful walks together to expressing gratitude for simple things. You guys are awesome, seriously. By tuning in and sharing this podcast with your friends and family, you're spreading the word about the power of mindfulness. And remember, even the smallest actions can have a ripple effect. One mindful child at a time, we can create a more compassionate and resilient world. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be exploring, well, I won't spoil the surprise, Until then, keep training that mind and making every day count.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.